here from distant lands. When it seems to me that it's all been planned, what are they looking for? They have seen the open door. Not enough for our own folk, so coming here is just a joke. Refugee, you're not fooling me. Refugee, you just want a job for not money. They all claim they're refugees. Yeah, being from their enemies. Give me money, give me more, and then protect me with your loan. Give your house before your own, before you know it, you'll have none. Refugee, you're not fooling me. Refugee, you just want a job for not money.
All right, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the broadcast. It is the 29th day of December, last broadcast of the year. I was, you know, last few hours, I've been trying to tap this psychological warfare zeitgeist. Look at this chessboard here that these characters have arrayed for us to try to look at and dissect here. This is some serious stuff that we are dealing with. I mean, off the charts. So I guess the big one to start off with is these black on Jewish attacks in all over in New York. Okay. The Rockland County Synagogue. Okay. It's all over. You know, all of us have seen all this. And so let me see here. I had a list of all these. Let me just type this in again. New York Jewish attacks. I must have closed that one out. So let's see here. Stabbing. This rabbi's home in the New York suburb. Jews are going underground. Okay. Attacks leave Jewish community on edge as leaders call for more protection. The guardian angels, these characters are going to get involved here. And you know, I was kind of thinking about this stuff. Okay, so you've got there was an attack on Jewish New Yorkers almost every day last week. Okay, a string of incidents, guardian angels to patrol, suspects released without bail after shocking attacks on Jews. So this whole bail reform thing, this sweeping the nation, people are getting out. And this is, you know, we see this Leninist, this kind of a soft Leninist beginnings plan, okay? So think about the trickle down effect when you have these people being able to go out and do brazen things. They go spend a couple days in jail, boom, they're out again. Think about the trickle down, how this is going to hit the streets. And people want to talk about the police state and how bad the justice system is. And I realize this, it's been all screwed up for a long time, but we have to realize here we're moving into another phase. And this phase is basically like Lenin did when the Bolsheviks took over, to let a bunch of these goons out of the prisons and use them as either official, unofficial, or just kind of, almost a zombie kind of class, like Frankenstein shock troops. Okay, so we know a lot of the killers, the Cheka, KGB types at the lower end of the rungs of the ladder, they were out doing the actual murders. A lot of these guys were criminals, just as the Saudis allegedly opened up a bunch of their prisons with some real bad types to staff Daesh, aka ISIS. Okay, probably the same thing with the Turks and some of these other Islamic states. They're, in the building of this little kosher caliphate here in the Middle East to be joined with the Greater Israel Project. All right. So New York PD increases presence in Jewish communities after attacks. Attacks on Jews in New York City prompt police to step up patrols. We're generally scared. New York Jews, blah, 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 blah. And so this is article after article. It's all over, Drudge, Gateway Pundit, all the usual kind of aggregators out here. So think about this. And I was kind of just mulling over this. Okay. Remember, there's a couple things here. Remember back in the past where basically Jewish kind of intelligence operatives, in order to scare people into making aliyah, which is their trip home, quote unquote, back to the promised land. Okay, so they did these bombings in the 50s in Iraq, scaring all these Jews to move back to Israel, right after the state opens up in 48. We've had these attacks in South America. We've had these attacks in France, Britain, elsewhere, but especially France, where they were targeting Jewish establishments and so forth and so on. So now you've got New York City. Okay, this is the biggest home epicenter of American Jewry. This is where a lion's share of American Jews live. So now you've got these black Hebrew Israelite types, and they're saying that this latest guy might have leaned towards Islamic. I haven't really done the legwork yet, but they're very similar. The black kind of American black Muslims, the Farrakhan types and the Noble Drew Ali, Morris Science Temple types and so forth. The 5 percenters and all these kind of cults, black cults that spring from the Eastern Seaboard, okay, especially New York and Harlem, where the black Hebrew Israelite real epicenter is. And if I get time, I'll play a little clip, and then you kind of hear some of the breakdown here by that character I was talking about last week, Vocab Malone. I mean, like him or hate him, and he, there's some propaganda in his stuff because he kind of toes the anti-Semitic party line, and he kind of toes the anti-ISIS party line. He's kind of like a mainline Christian as far as that. So he kind of falls for the conspiratory, like the entry level conspiratorial bamboozling. Where, ISIS is real and are cutting people's heads off. And not that they're not cutting people's heads off, but we know that this is a bigger operation. And we know that a lot of quote-unquote anti-Semitic attacks are carried out by people within the communities, and that, but sometimes they're, like I said last week, people's Frankensteins that they've created over the years as communist shock troops. Sometimes the Frankenstein monster turns on the creator and they start lashing out. And so this is possibly what it could be, but this could be mind control stuff. Some of these people that are these, the people that are the so-called perps are looking real goofy looks on their, in their eyes and stuff. But anyway, here's where I want to go with this. So you're either scaring some of these Jews to move back to Israel, you're scaring them to get out of New York City. Okay, so just with 9/11, remember the Odigo messaging service, where all these people of the Jewish persuasion, they got messages to stay away from World Trade Center complex and so forth and so on. Are they moving? Are they trying to scare a lion's share of Jews out of New York City very soon, because there's a big 9/11 part two that could be planned for New York City? Now, a lot of Bible prophecy researchers and so forth, they already look at New York City as kind of like this Babylon, and getting destroyed within an hour, like some of the Revelation prophecies talk about and so forth. So a lot of people have been worried about New York City taking a tidal wave or a nuclear hit, or basically a terror attack that's going to basically kill the whole city for a long, long time. And so we know about these stories that we've been talking about for years about the Israeli embassy in New York City being hot with radioactive readings that people have talked about for years. Is there a nuke there? None of us really know. But let's just say you've got a spike in these incidents. Is this basically the beginnings of trying to get a bunch of these folks out of New York City for the next shoe to drop, which is the takedown of the city? I don't know. I can't say that, but it crossed my mind as I was kind of looking into it. All right. So, you know, it's crazy that, you know, you've got this church shooting. Okay. And I'm looking at the pictures where basically all these people were armed. And so the guy, Texas church shooting, this is on the Gateway Pundit, shooter gets off two shots before he's shot dead. No less than four church members pulled guns on the shooter. And so a lot of people are carrying in various, you know, religious, you know, houses of worship, let's just say, because people are all scared. You know, you guarantee you a bunch of Muslims in the mosques are carrying. I guarantee you a bunch of people in the Jewish synagogues are carrying it, or they have security. And so a bunch of these people in these Christian churches, too, are carrying. So this Grafton Thomas kind of guy, the synagogue stabbings, he looks like a kind of a zombie, but he's got that beard where he could either be, you know, probably lean towards the black Muslim type thing or the Hebrew Israelite. Hell, I don't know. I haven't had time to look at it. I've been, you know, busy with a bunch of stuff today. Let's see here. So John Lewis, I just seen this come across my news feed. John Lewis, this civil rights era black congressman, Democrat, communist, stage four, I think that said pancreatic cancer. So it's strange that a lot of these older Marxists are all, you know, coming down, Elijah Cummings and now John Lewis. Conyers is dead. Ruth Bader Ginsburg with her stage four cancer. There's, you know, these you know, and look, everybody gets sick. Everybody, nobody's going to live forever. But, you know, these people committing massive treason on a daily basis. And I'm not saying I'm happy about anybody coming down with cancer and so forth and dying. We're all going to have to meet our end someday. Just going through my notes here. I was listening to it was on True News the other day. The Middle East plan, peace plan. Okay, the big one that old Jared Kushner and some of the other folks have been working on. So I've always kind of talked about this, and I've even talked about it on this broadcast quite a bit. I was like, you know, you look at the map with Israel and Palestine. So you got Gaza and you've got the West Bank, totally separated. Okay. And I was like, how are you ever going to, you know, if there is going to be this two-state solution, how are you ever going to have a coherent government when you have the place stuck in two geographic locales in the middle of another country? Okay, so, you know, you got the West Bank and Gaza. Well, you got the modern-day Israel right in the middle. And so something pricked my ear when they were talking about it. So they're talking about a suspended highway, like 50 to 100 feet off the ground, that is going to connect the West Bank and Gaza. It's part of this peace plan. And I was like, wow, because I've always kind of looked at this conundrum and saying, well, how are you going to have a state and the people can't even travel freely between the two areas? And so a 50 to 100 feet suspended highway between the West Bank and Gaza to connect the two. And then allegedly Egypt is going to cough up some land, I guess over there in the Sinai region. There's going to be another like Gaza 2.0 over here. And supposedly the Jordanians are going to take a little bit of land from the Jordan. And I don't know how King Hussein feels about that, but they're going to... Now, Mohammed bin Salman and the Saudis are going to become basically the keepers of the Temple Mount. And the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan is no longer going to be the custodians of the Temple Mount. Very interesting, knowing about the history of the House of Saud, and they're basically possibly, highly probably, you know, crypto kind of Jewish background. So that'd be an interesting thing to keep your eyes on. So Joe Biden gets called a pervert and is told to stop touching kids at a campaign stop in New Hampshire. It's pretty. I mean, all the footage that you and I and anybody that even pays attention sees, you know, over the years of Biden. So remember, folks, brokered convention. You know, when this thing comes down, barring any unforeseen weird stuff, though, broker convention, Hillary, Michael Obama, and, you know, these dark horse candidates, well, not candidates, but people that'll get tapped, so to speak, to run, you know, I don't know. But so let's see here. So Ken, get clip 9 ready. Now, there's a bunch of stuff coming out on Nancy Pelosi's son, okay? And we've been talking about this for a while, but there's some interesting footage that has been dug up of Pelosi's son and some of the stuff with some of these Ukrainian, let's just say, business dealings. Let's go ahead and play clip 9.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? All right, so I wanted to go over this story. It broke yesterday, I think. It's about Pelosi and her sons and her ties to Ukraine, this, you know, energy company that they're linked to. Well, Trump exposes Pelosi and sons' ties to Ukraine-linked energy group. So I got some pictures that we're going to go over. and we're just going to check out all this stuff. So this is the article. Let's go to the videos here and let's check these out.
As the Ukraine scandal backfires on the Biden family, the Pelosis may be the next to come under scrutiny. An old promotional video resurfaced on Thursday, more than 6 years after it was uploaded by an energy company which does business in Ukraine. The video starts out with Nancy Pelosi speaking about her efforts in office to push for clean energy.
Breaking our crippling addiction to oil.
Her message is followed by a promotional statement from her son, Paul, who is a board member of Visk Oil and an executive at its related company, Energy Lab.
My name is Paul Pelosi. Of course, I'm on the board of Visk Oil. And Visk is here today to talk about accelerating the future. And that's what Visk Oil does. It uses technology to maximize the use of natural resources, like oil and other resources.
Just 2 years after this video was uploaded, Pelosi led a congressional delegation to Ukraine to discuss issues like energy security. And her son traveled to the country as recently as 2017 on behalf of the Corporate Governance Initiative, where he now serves as executive director. While the official reason given for his visit was to discuss a youth soccer partnership program with the Ukrainian government, clips of that trip are now reportedly being removed from online. One of those clips was saved by the American Mirror on Twitter with the caption, "What's really going on here?"
So you run a court, you have a corporate governance business, and you're here in Ukraine speaking with representatives from the government, investment bankers, discussing certain things related to the soccer.
Exactly.
This comes as Hunter Biden faces similar allegations that used his father's position to make lucrative business deals in Ukraine and China. Kara McKinney, One America News.
Want to see more videos like this? Click on the link below and subscribe to One America.
All right, let's turn that garbage off. So did you hear that? Oh, yeah, we're here for soccer or whatever with their energy company. And then Pelosi is saying, oh, we got – this is just unbelievable. Pelosi even appears in the company's video commercials. Check this out.
The best way to predict the future is to create it yourself. When President Obama became president of the United States, he elevated science to a higher place in our national priorities. It is science, 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 and science. Breaking our crippling addiction to oil, they are developing desirable, efficient cars that get more than 100 miles per gallon. My son, Paul, who is here with me, tells me that that is par for the course and not to be overwhelmed by that prospect that will be considered the normal.
We're having a very exciting day here in Washington, D.C. A lot of focus on innovation and technology to help solve a lot of the world's energy crisis, both oil spills, which we'll be participating in, cars and efficiency, which is represented today, and space and different adventures and using technology from space to make human conditions better here. My name is Paul Pelosi. Of course, I'm on the board of Visk Oil. And Visk is here today to talk about accelerating the future. It's about using cars in a more efficient manner. It's about utilizing natural resources, whether it be electricity or gas or fossil fuels, in a more efficient way. And Visk Oil is part of that solution. We're also going to take place in the next XPRIZE competition. This XPRIZE rewarded cars, utilization of natural resources through the use of technology. And that's what Visk Oil does. It uses technology to maximize the use of natural resources, like oil and other resources. We're excited about the XPRIZE. Today we rewarded some cars that use oil efficiently and use alternative energy efficiently. The next XPRIZE has to do with oil spill cleanup, preservation of our planet. Visk Oil will be part of the next XPRIZE. It should be very successful.
I think the audience gets the gist. But, you know, I'm looking around, you know, I'm looking around at the Q drops, and there's been a lot of them lately. Okay? So, I mean, There's a funny meme on there from yesterday. Let me get this straight. Biden blackmailed Ukraine with $1 billion in tax dollars to drop an investigation into his son. And Democrats want to impeach President Trump simply for asking if it was true. You know, and then there's all kinds of stuff about California voter registration forms omitting the Republican option. Okay. And so tons of stuff out here. Then they talk about Seth Rich. The truth will be told about the murder of Seth Rich for leaking DNC stuff to WikiLeaks. Gets into the silent war continuing about, you know, a bunch of stuff there. Sorry about that. I had a little... but let's see here. And it talks about the DNC data breach, blah, 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 blah. A lot of stuff that's been coming up. FBI and CrowdStrike concealed the real source of the DNC data breach. It was Seth Rich, and then they framed Russia. Gina Haspel talks about this present CIA director being the station chief in Europe from 2015 to 2017, and they're talking about how she knew about the Spygate operation in the UK and is working with John Durham. So this, the Q folks or whoever it is talking about that Gina Haspel now is a white hat cooperating and working with John Durham. CNN in panic mode over the president tweeting QAnon accounts and the fake whistleblower's name. I saw this floating around over the last few days. Q Plus is allegedly the president. And so, you know, a lot of people poo-poo this stuff. And look, I just keep an open mind to it all. And it's a cultural phenomenon, like I've said weeks and weeks ago. And to not kind of at least cover what's being said is, it's kind of a disservice to the listening audience, because some of the listening audience won't look at it and won't watch, you know, even get jump on and look at it. But it's something, I mean, there's so much, it's so heavy to decode this stuff and then to really spend the time comparing it with the president's tweets and all this stuff. I just kind of keep a surface level kind of look at it. And that's just the way I kind of keep it for me. So the Bidens and Pelosi's fighting for their lives. And that was on December 27th. but anyway, interesting stuff out here. And the gun thing in Virginia, okay, I know we're coming up on break in a couple minutes. There's so much floating around out here, and so many talk show hosts talking about it. And there's even people saying that this stuff's going to start in a few days, these confiscations or checkpoints and all this stuff. Let's just say I'm hesitant to believe that right now. Maybe this is just some sort of, I don't know. A state like Virginia, and you got this governor, blackface, keep the babies comfortable, body parts, doctor, involved in some big scandals. And then the Washington Post now is saying that basically they can't believe that now he's resurrected himself and nobody's calling for his ouster anymore. Well, I guess he's making his bones here with this gun stuff. And they're like, look, you're out unless you go along with this little gun psyop. We'll see you on the other side. We'll go ahead and open the phones. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in changing times. Certain thoughts are now a crime. Power flows through an evil pen. Freedom's light is growing dim. One day if suddenly I'm forced to take my leave, will you still carry on with the things that we believe? One day if suddenly they take my life away, will you still be fighting to win a bright new day? Seem to be above the law. When the power is into private moments in our lives, with the power to govern, kick down your door. One day suddenly I'm forced to take my leave. Will you still carry on with the things that we believe? One day if suddenly they take my life away, will you still be fighting to win a bright new day?
All right, we are back.
1-800-313-9443 if you want to jump in. I was reading, you know, I was just looking at my news feed throughout the week, and I saw this Ram Dass, R-A-M, and then D-A-S-S. Ram Dass, born Richard Alpert, April 6, 1931. He died December 22nd, 2019. Also known as Baba Ram Dass, was an American spiritual teacher, psychologist, and author. His best known work, our book, Be Here Now, has been described as seminal and helped popularize Eastern spirituality and yoga with the baby boomer generation in the West. He authored or co-authored 12 more books on spirituality over the next four decades, including Grist for the Mill, How Can I Help, and Polishing the Mirror. Ram Dass was personally and professionally associated with Timothy Leary at Harvard University in the early 60s. Then known as Richard Alpert, he conducted research with Leary on the therapeutic effects of psychedelic drugs. In addition, Alpert assisted Harvard Divinity School graduate student Walter Pahnke in his 1962 Good Friday experiment with theology students, the first controlled double-blind study of drugs and the mystical experience. While not illegal at the time, their research was controversial and led to Leary and Alpert's dismissal from Harvard in 63. In 67, Alpert traveled to India and became a disciple of Hindu guru Nam Karoli Baba, who gave him the name Ram Dass, meaning servant of God. In the coming years, he founded the charitable organization Seva Foundation and Hanuman Foundation, traveled extensively, blah, blah, blah. youth and education. He was born to a Jewish family in Newton, Massachusetts, the son of Gertrude Levin and George Alpert, a lawyer in Boston. He had a bar mitzvah, but was disappointed by its essential hollowness. He considered himself an atheist during his early life, describing himself as inured to religion. I don't have one whiff of God until I didn't have one whiff of God until I took psychedelics. All right. So it's strange. A lot of these Jewish people of the Jewish persuasion of his era, so many of them turn to the East, the Hindu pantheon. You know, kind of reminds me of the Beastie Boys going Buddhist. But earlier, you know, with the Beatles and, you know, that whole move towards Eastern mysticism. And a lot of Jewish people latched onto that, and they got into the, you know, the beginnings of the counterculture, the psychedelic movement, and so forth and so on. And it just kind of, when I was reading stuff on this guy, and I don't know if he came upon, you know, when I was researching Leary years ago, I probably looked over his name and so forth, but I found it interesting. He died on 12/22/2019, and he was 88 years old. I just found that kind of interesting, you know, the number 88 and what it's used for and so forth. But, you know, this, the thing with the Kabbalah and the Jewish mysticism and how so many of the people that got into that side of the house ended up back to square one with the Hindu kind of tradition and the Hindu pantheon of thousands of gods and so forth. And so, you know, you come out of this Jewish, you know, and the Kabbalists, there are many, you know, when you dig into it and, you know, you read up, you know, some of the people that expose Kabbalah, it's basically kind of polytheistic, and you have all the different goddesses and all this stuff. It's just interesting that people end up back there into the Jewish people, a lot of them end up back there into the East, the Hindu pantheon. Let's take Sebastian in Sweden. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening.
I just wanted to tell you about the latest in Sweden. Well, tonight there was a man that threatened to blow up the subway in a station in Stockholm.
Interesting.
And, yeah, well, you know,
what was his kind of where did he hail from? Anybody know?
Well, I've got it here to say, but it's on the real mainstream news. They don't tell you, but I'm looking at something else, and it seems to be like he was. It must have been from the Middle East persuasion.
Okay.
The thing is that I know the station. I've been there. It's just people that, you know, mainly foreigners that live there.
Mm-hmm.
So unless it was a Swede trying to, which is highly unlikely.
Sure.
At this point in time, but just give them a 10 years and that's going to happen. I'm retired. I'm 72. And I see a lot of retirement people, and we start talking. I was the other day in a group of people, and they were talking about, these old men were like 85, and they were talking about, oh, why don't they take Anders Behring out of prison in Norway and let him loose here? We need him now. You know, they're getting really it's really getting desperate. I said, wait a minute. He shot women and children. It doesn't make any difference. We still need him, you know. And it's really, really getting desperate in this country.
Anders Breivik
goes into a camp retreat and kills a bunch of white kids, but they need him in Sweden. Just because those white kids were basically part of a group of people that were kind of for an even-handed approach for with the Israelis and the Palestinians, and that's what's crazy.
Now, I'm not sure. I don't really know the whole story, but I know he there was several bombs in Oslo, and then yeah, he went into a camp and he was like picking off people with like a sniper.
And, allegedly,
yeah. But anyway, it's and I just want to get. I'm thinking about my late father. He used to read in the paper. This is getting back to the Second Amendment sanctuary in Virginia. He would read in the paper, and he would start laughing. And I said, "What is it, Dad?" And this was in maybe the early '60s or late '50s. I can't think of. I don't remember the date, but. He said, listen to this, son. There was a car, a black sedan, with two federal agents that went up to, I forgot what county it was in the western part of the state in Virginia. And they never came out. And what they were probably looking for, moonshine stills or something. But there are places in Virginia, in the western part of the state, that they are people that are dearly diehard. It's they won't give up their weapons. Without a fight,
sure. Yeah, I agree, and it almost seems like it's too perfectly planned. With you get this blue wave of alleged Democrats that just sweep into the governorship, and then they sweep into both chambers of the legislature in Virginia, while the rest of the state is. A pretty hardcore, old school traditionalist, and then these people are going to just enact and reactivate all of these bills that had been before the legislature to try to majorly disarm people, and mostly they're going to go after the rifles, because the rifles is the equalizer out here in the battlefield of the streets. Handguns, you're never going to stop. Handguns are too small. But they want to get rifles out of the hands of especially patriotic-minded people, because they know the rifles are going to give them a problem when they try to go completely operational with basically the next phase. And that's the big deal. They want to get these rifles all the way up from the 22, long rifle, all the way up into the AR and AK platforms and the 308s and all that other stuff. They want to get these things out of the hands of the common man, because when they send their little UN goons or whoever they have planned to try to lock this country down, the rifle will be the problem child for them completing their task.
Yeah. Well, aren't there other states that are going Second Amendment? I mean, counties like in Kentucky.
Sure. I mean, everybody. This is a rallying point, and I'm looking at it with kind of a jaundiced eye. I know that this. This governor and these people in the legislature, this is kind of like putting a feeler out. And so this is kind of, I don't see it going through and happening. A lot of people are doing the doom and fear porn. But we'll see. I mean, you don't know where these people are at. There's a lot of kooks right now in politics, and that they're having to do the bidding of their masters, their hidden masters, and they've got a lot of skeletons in their closet. So, a lot of these politicians are going to do what they're told, and so I don't really know where we are on the operational timeline, but right now I think that the pushback's going to be to the point where they're going to have to back down. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, okay.
Anything else, man? I got a bunch of callers piling up.
Okay, no, man. Thank you very much, Rob. You take care, man.
You too. Stay safe in Sweden. Let's take Brent in Dallas. How you doing, Brent?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Good evening, Robert. Good evening. I'm so confused. I'm boycotting daylight savings time, so I'm an hour ahead of everybody, you know?
All right.
And, before I forget, I'd like to just, you know, tell the whole audience and you and all the hosts at RBN and all the workers, and even though I don't celebrate New Year until springtime, a good New Year, you know.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, man. And, man, I think you're a sharp dude, man. I think you are really on it. I'm so glad you're on tonight. So glad you're on.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, you said, you know, with not last week, but the week before you missed. And, man, I was like, what am I going to do tonight, you know?
Well, I appreciate appreciate you being there, man. So what's on your mind? What's going on with you? What do you think about all this stuff?
Oh, man, I'm chasing Pete Santilli and Alex Jones and Clyde Lewis out of Ground Zero. And you mentioned the Secret Teachings, .info.
Yeah.
I'm looking for lands beyond Antarctica, you know. I'm out there, man. I'm so far out there. You don't know whether to laugh, cry, or just shut up, or what, with all this stuff coming out. I know.
But yeah, well, I think that's the point. I think that's the point. I think that's where they want. Like, I talk about this all the time. I think they want to get people so pulled in so many different directions with the sequence of events that they're playing out before us, that they want to cause people that are kind of on the fence line as far as mental health or what spiritual health, whatever you want to call it. They want to be able to push those people over to the edge and actually have them do operations that's really organic, that they didn't really even plan, but they want people to lash out. They want people to snap out. They want people to have kind of basically psychotic breaks. And so I think that's, you know, they're pushing people's buttons, and the psychological warfare manipulators are good at it. And there's, you know, we see the people that are on the fence around us every day, that they're treading water as far as their own kind of, you know, functionality. And so they get people to do goofy stuff, and it's interesting to watch, but it's also, you know, it can be depressing, but it can also be, you know, you realize that how thin society's line is before, you know, this whole thing goes crazy.
I agree with you, you know, but I've got protection. I got a tinfoil hat on. You can get them at tinfoilcap.co. They're about $60, but they work, man. I wrap my phone up in, you know, one of them, and it cuts out the signal, dude. And so I said, right, well, I'll save my brain till last. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
and you put it on there, and I think it has an effect. And I'm doing a, you know, Gorilla Mind Smooth and DNA Force. And, hey, I made my own, what is that, Extendo Life?
Yeah.
You know, what are the ingredients in that?
Hawthorn and cayenne and garlic and all that, yeah.
And bilberry and milk thistle to add to it. Yeah. And, you know, chew a little bit of that cumin seed, and that'll make you smarter right there, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to check in with you, let you know. Is there a Brent that's doing some of the background work there? I don't want him to get confused with me. I'm Brent Lee Howell. And I don't know what his name is. Oh, okay. All right. No. There won't be any confusion then. All right.
Right on. All right, man. Take care. Good hearing from
you. You too.
All right.
Same here.
All right. Now, I wanted to cover this, and I'm going to take the next caller. Give me about a minute.
I saw this yesterday. The dangerous new inspiring criminal justice, the new idea, inspiring criminal justice activists. This is on the New York Post. So basically, remember the whole abolish ICE thing, right? So the latest call to action from some criminal justice activists, abolish the police. From the streets of Chicago to the City Council of Seattle and in pages of academic journals ranging from the Cardozo Law Review to the Harvard Law Review and a mainstream publications from the Boston Review to Rolling Stone, advocates and activists are building a case not just to reform policing, viewed as an oppressive, violent, and racist institution. Of course, I got to throw racist in there. But to do away with it altogether. When I first heard this slogan, I assumed that it was a figure of speech used to legitimize more expansive criminal justice reform. But after reading the academic and activist literature, I realized that abolish the police is a concrete policy goal. The abolitionists want to dismantle municipal police departments and see police officers disappearing from the streets. Yeah, let's just turn into Somalia. Can we? Can we just turn into Kingston, Jamaica? I mean, can we turn into Port-au-Prince, Haiti? I think you'd really like it. I was just watching a video of them totally looting a police station in Port-au-Prince. It looked like ants carrying off every freaking, you know, thing inside the place, and you know, in like a 5-minute time elapsed video. But yeah, that's what I want to do. I mean, these people, you know, this is the Leninist model they're using: crush the police, open the prisons, cause the chaos, and guess what? They're going to basically, you know, crush. This is up on Henry McCoe's website, and you know, it talks about the Yuri Bezmenov stuff, right? And it talks about what they're going to do to Antifa and the rest of these characters. Bezmenov explained that liberals, social justice warriors, and Antifa will be lined up and shot because when they realize they've been duped, they will represent a threat. He says that once people are brainwashed, you cannot make them see the light until they're made to suffer. This certainly applies to most liberals and Jews today. In retrospect, the Vietnam War was key in this process of national subversion. So, you know, it's just watching the loons, you know, abolish ICE. Now it's abolish the police. Then now it's abolish gender. It's just, let's take Tony in Chicago. How are we doing, Tony? We got Tony.
Yeah, Robert. Are you familiar with this political action committee entitled the Justice Democrats?
Oh yeah. That's Chink Uyghurs from the Young Turks. That's his little thing.
Oh, they threw him out. They threw him out, but because he made some anti women remarks.
He also did pro bestiality remarks. That's why Bernie had the distances.
You go to their site at www.justicedemocrats.com, and in a nutshell, this thing is basically it's the squad. Okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and all the rest of it. Anyway, I just want to get to the point here. They're sponsoring candidates, endorsing candidates around the country, and the candidate that they're endorsing up here is this woman named Marie Newman. She's in the Illinois 3rd District. And she's a Democrat, but we have an open primary system here where anybody could, you know, you can vote. You just have to ask for a Republican Dem, you know, or a Democratic ballot. You can be you can vote for anybody. You just have to ask for the ballot. And there's this guy running up here again. I don't know if you remember him from 2 years ago when he was on CNN. His name is Art Jones.
Yeah,
you remember when he was on CNN?
Hardcore Art Jones, yeah, talking smack on Jews the whole night, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this Marie Newman had all the religions, I forgot what you call it, I'm wasting time here. She had a press conference against them, and we plan on paying her a little visit at her next press conference in about 11 days. Yeah, cool. Yeah, and you know you can catch Art Jones' site. It's at www.artjonestherebel.com. ArtJonesTheRebel.com. Robert, check the site out. You may want to consider having Art on, especially if this little scenario that we have figured out, if it goes somewhere, okay? Because we're going to go against the squad through Marie Newman. We're going to call them an anti-white hate group and just about everything in the book. And especially we're going to be concentrating on this little tidbit, this little nugget. I don't know. Did you realize that AOC in this climate change conference in November 11th, she was with Bernie in Iowa. Did you catch this statement? She actually said that combating climate change means fighting white supremacy. She's quoted as saying that.
There's a bunch of those people that say basically climate change and what causes climate change is racism and all kinds of strange stuff. Yeah. There's a bunch of these people that they've all said this stuff.
We're going to be using that against Marie Newman. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we're going to pick a fight with these people on a national level. And again, I think Art Jones is just about the only game in town this year and next year's election, you know, for white people, sticking up for white people. And we're going to be sticking up for white people against these anti-white communist bigots. And let's face it, they're on the march in this country.
Sure.
No one has the balls to stand up to them, and we're going to be standing up to them. So you check out the site www.artjonestherebel.com. Check the site out. Think about possibly, you know, having them on sometime before 3/17 2020. That's the primary date. And like I said, it's an open primary, so we're basically going against Marie Newman. It's Lipinski, Marie Newman, two other Republicans, but there's five candidates. It's open primary. We're going against this dirtbag. She has a $500,000 budget. Hopefully, she'll get so upset that she'll take some pictures of us and flash us on her commercials. That's what we're hoping. All right, thanks a lot, Robert. Right. Thanks for the time. Okay.
All right. Yeah. See ya. Yeah. So back to this New York Post thing. One might dismiss such proclamations as part of a fringe movement, but advocates of these radical views are gaining political momentum in numerous cities. Seattle Socialist City Council candidate Sean Scott ran on a police abolition platform. The police can't even handle what's going on in Seattle right now with the homeless, the trash, the defecation, the needles, all that. The entire West Coast is full of this, and every one of these major cities, Seattle, Portland, San Fran, L.A., San Diego. Same thing. It's a communist takedown. And the corporations love it, too, the ones that are behind it. So we'll see you guys after the top of the hour.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Where they put the price on freedom, and they put the price